In an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Well, here we are. Here we are. Exciting time, energetic time, and so perfect time to have the two guests that we have on today. We've got Christine Upchurch and Kelly Woodruff of The Reconnection. We'll learn more about that in just a little bit. But exciting time, energetic time, changing time. I just got my hair cut from a dear friend. I'm going to give her a little plug, Marlene Shifter. She's a dear friend. I love her. And she's at Tina Cassidy Hair Salon in Beverly Hills. And ironically, she's the one responsible for my long hair and my curly hair. Not that she makes it curly. It was always curly, but I used to straighten it with the blow dryer because I thought that's what made me look best. But way back when, she said, no, Filippo, you should let it grow long and you should let it curl naturally. And I thought she was absolutely nuts and that it would never work for me. And that was a style more for an artist, somebody I wasn't yet. But before long, I followed her advice and here I am. In any event, actually, I'm going to be putting up some pictures we took for fun in her salon while she was cutting my hair because I told her to cut it all off again, as I've asked her to do many times, but she just won't do it. So thank you, Marlene, for not. But we were talking, as we often do, and she was telling me how this economy was affecting some of her clients, actually all of her clients, actually. And it's interesting because she's in Beverly Hills, and so she has some of the top echelon of people in the business, Hollywood and movies and TV and all that kind of stuff. So you would think that some of these people wouldn't be hurt or affected. Well, it's interesting that some of them were hurt, but all of them were affected. And some have been affected very positively, which is really interesting. She said that she has clients that have made more money during this time. And in her words, more money than they know what to do with, which I thought was a really interesting thing to talk about. And she also said, but every single person, whether they've made more money or less, and even if they've made more money, has been affected and has changed their habits. And I asked her, please elaborate that with me, on that with me. And she started telling me how some of her clients are starting to spend differently. And spending, in her words, in a kinder way, and acting in a kinder way. And I found that interesting. I said, for example, how? Now, even though she hasn't lowered her prices, some of her clients have actually been tipping more because they know times are tough and things are costing more to some people. And even though she's doing well, they just assume that those of them who are making more money need to be more generous. And I thought, wow, that's a really positive change. And then she went on to say that people are kinder. Now, whether they're making less or more, during this time, at least she has found that people, her clients, have been kinder. Kinder in the sense that if she has to reschedule an appointment or if she can't fit them in on a certain day, they'll say things like, oh, no problem, we'll just have it another day. Now, in Hollywood, there have been people that have been very much in their ego place at times. And we've all seen that in the news or what have you, the gossip magazines and all that. And so one might expect people to say, like they have in her business, then I won't come to you again. Or if you can't squeeze me in, then obviously you have other people that are more important than me. The ego seems to take over. She said she has had none of that Instead, people have been kind and have said, oh, I hope everything's okay. We can switch it to another day. Don't worry, on days that she's had to switch. So there has been an energy taking place in this time that has been very important. And unfortunately, some of us have focused too much on the loss of money or the loss of jobs, and that is very important. But we also need to see that there are positive things happening at this very time. And so with that, I also want to share one last thing, because it has to do with somebody that I know in Hollywood who you all would know too, because this person, actually these people are very well known, and we're friends, and we were talking the other day, and one of them said to me, the lady said to me, you know, Filippo, I haven't been shopping in so long, I can't even remember when. And I said, you know, a lot of people can't even afford to go into stores anymore to buy anything other than just food. And she said, well, that happened to us. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. And I was waiting with bated breath to find out what's the rest of the story. And it's interesting that she said her and her husband went to an event, a big Hollywood event that they were invited to, of course, because they're the Hollywood people. And they went, and on the way there, they had to walk down this long row of stores. And they were early, and she said that her and her husband had a conversation. And she said to her husband, you know, if this had been a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, remember, I would have had to stop in every single store just to see what was for sale or what I could buy or for you know. And she said, I would have walked out with so many things that I really didn't need. And she says, I can't wait for things to be different as far as being more in the money again. But this is one thing I hope doesn't change, that I don't need to consume more than I really need. And I thought, wow, thank you for sharing. And I can't wait to share that on the radio with all of our friends and listeners and friends, because how important that we focus on those kinds of things that are really important, and we start to distract ourselves less with incessant shopping or buying or spending or things that money used to afford us and yet take away from some of our life. So I hope for them again that they're back in the money, and I know they will be, but I also hope for them in the world that they and others start to adopt this new philosophy, come into this new energy. And speaking of coming into this new energy, we have two wonderful guests today, and this is a first, because we've never had two guests at the same time. So this is going to be powerful, especially since these two are very powerful. They're actually two of only four teachers of the reconnection and the reconnection healing in the world. So they are Kelly Woodruff and Christine Upchurch. Now, reconnective healing is a form of healing that is here on the planet for the very first time. So according to Eric Pearl, Dr. Eric Pearl, and the reconnection team, it reconnects us to the fullness of the universe as it reconnects us to the fullness of our beings and who we are. I mean, this is fascinating stuff. It is considered to be able to reconnect us to the universe and to our very essence, not just thought, not a new set of healing, and not just a new set of healing frequencies, but through possibly an entirely new bandwidth. So we're definitely going to want to talk about that. The reality of its existence has been demonstrated itself clearly in practice as well in scientific laboratories. And as I'm understanding, not just in laboratories, but in hospitals and universities. So Kelly and Christine Upchurch are going to tell us about what's baffling the medical community. We'll discover together why hospitals and universities around the world are investing time and money in an attempt to explain these healings, and how you too can master these extraordinary powers and this work. So without any further ado, I'd like to bring on the two of the four authorized reconnective healing instructors in the world, Kelly Woodruff and Christine Upchurch.
Hi, Filippo. How are you?
I'm very well, Kelly. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
So
thank
good
you for having us
here. And actually, we're going to get to meet real soon, right? Because you're both going to be in LA soon, or one of you?
Both of us.
I'm I'm flying in tomorrow, and Kelly, are you coming in next week?
Right in. I'll be in on Tuesday.
Okay.
Excellent. Of course, they're going to be in for the whole reconnection that's happening this coming weekend at the Universal City Hilton. And then we're going to be having a live show with Dr. Eric Pearl himself on the 1st of October, the Thursday, right in between your two big weekends. And then the night before our live event is going to be the airing of, or the premiere of a new movie called The Living Matrix, The New Science of Healing. And, of course, that features Dr. Eric Pearl. So there's a lot going on with you all.
Yes, we're very busy, and
there we go. Sorry about that. We do have a lot going on right now. We're this is a very busy time of year for us. We're coming up to our Mastery Conference in LA, as well as teaching our Level 1, 2, and 3. Plus, with the screening of The Living Matrix, which is just fantastic, on Wednesday night, that's going to be a pretty exciting event as well.
Absolutely, and I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to meeting you both. And actually, Dr. Eric Pearl, I haven't met him as of yet. Now, of course, we can't talk about reconnective healing and the reconnection without talking about Dr. Eric Pearl. So which one of you wants to talk a little bit about him?
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm happy to do it. Eric Pearl is a chiropractor. And back in the early 90s, he was going about his business of being a fabulous chiropractor. And after a strange series of events, suddenly his patients could feel his hands before he touched them. And some of them were experiencing rather unusual things while lying on the table, and many were experiencing miraculous healings, like get up out of wheelchairs, stage 4 cancers disappearing, and so forth. And eventually, people were coming from all over the world to see him. And he realized that you can share these healing frequencies, which scientists can measure in various ways, and teach others to facilitate the same amazing types of healing that he can.
And this is how the reconnection was born.
That's basically how it was born, exactly. Eric discovered that the people that he had worked with in his office originally would then go home to their mothers, fathers, or aunts, uncles, grandparents, and basically hold their hands around them as well, and those people were reporting the same sorts of healings. So this is what led to this discovery that the word could be taught fairly easily. When we begin to interact with the frequencies, we actually begin to carry it. And it's quite a simple matter to learn how to work with them to bring healings both to ourselves and to others.
It only takes one weekend to gather all the tools you need to become a master healer with these frequencies.
You know, what is different about this particular energy modality than some of the others that are well known?
Well, the basic modality, the basic mechanism by which this works is the predominant difference. In most of the other modalities, Filippo, it requires the practitioner usually using some sort of technique, for example, in Reiki, the use of symbols, and the practitioner will go and then channel energy and send that energy into a particular place in the client. And by the way, you know, we always say we honor all of those modalities. Those are the steps that got us here. However, this works significantly different. Rather than the practitioner sending, what we do basically is open or bring or access this new bandwidth, this new spectrum of healing. And when we do that, it allows the client on the table to connect directly to their own source of wisdom, God, love, universe, whatever you want to call it, so that we don't send, we don't become the filter, but rather we, just in our observation, allow the person to connect directly and receive their own information. So it's a real significant difference. Dr. Gary Schwartz, the University of Arizona, has studied healing modalities all over the world. He says there are about 142 recognized energy healing modalities. We are the only one of the 142 that does not send. We're the only one that works in this way.
And so essentially we're bearing witness to a process where we're introducing these healing frequencies and allowing the wisdom of the universe to choose what is appropriate for that person on their path at that time. So we don't have intention of, oh, let's clear out this disease or this illness or this emotional issue, but rather allowing this person on some higher level to connect with the wisdom of the universe and allow whatever appropriate healing to unfold before them.
Wow, I'm really liking everything you all are saying. And you know, as I was going over the material, actually, I came to know Eric Pearl through one of our producers, Mark Legere, and he introduced me to the work, I don't know, a little less than a year ago. And I just couldn't get enough of watching the YouTube videos that you all have up on the Reconnection and some of the interviews with him. So I can't wait to be one of those videos to go up, because I have so many questions that I'd love to talk to him about. But I have to say this, that the one thing that really got me was that what you all are saying is that the source is, whether it's God, love, or the universe, you know, pick your word, but it's not us, it's just flowing through us, and then, right. You know, that you all are helping everybody channel that through us.
Yeah, we really are. Every time we step into the healing room, we're really honored to be a part of that person's process. So we love to say, we know there's somebody out there that knows a lot more than we do. And it doesn't fall on the burden of the practitioner to try to figure out, diagnose, treat, but rather, as Chris said, just by bearing witness and allowing this person to come into contact with their own source, we watch these miracles happen every day.
And Filippo, I wanted to also mention, this is more than energy healing. First of all, the scientists from around the world that have worked with us have shown some amazing things. Konstantin Kuratkov from Russia, he's actually going to be there at the Master Conference. He's done research with us and has seen some amazing things. William Tiller, he's the quantum physicist from What the Bleep, who's at Stanford for many years. He's shown some fascinating things. And Dr. Gary Schwartz from the University of Arizona has done all sorts of research with us as well. And we know that this is more than energy healing, because with energy, say you're standing in front of a fireplace and you're feeling the warmth of the fire. As you move away from it, the heat sensation dissipates. It becomes weaker. What we have the practitioners in training show for themselves during the course of the weekend is, as you move farther away with this, it increases in intensity. So this is energy, but it's also light and information.
There's more to it. And it's a fascinating process. And the first time that we watch, one of the great things about teaching, I think Chris will agree, is that watching the light go on for people when they see, oh my gosh, when I step back, when I actually give more distance, there seems to be more. Somehow, there seems to be more. And we've really recognized that because of that is another significant difference. The ability to step back and allow there to be more. That's a big deal for us.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because there's been research done with the power of prayer. Now, people are awakening to the fact that prayer is effective in various ways. It helps people to heal. It has an effect, and they've been able to scientifically measure this. Well, with some studies, they've actually indicated that those people or those plants that are prayed for with non-directed prayer, that is, thy will be done, or may the best for that plant or person manifest, then more amazing things occur. The highest healings occur. So we recognize with this work that we aren't the ones who should be in charge, as Kelly was talking about before. And as we step out and recognize the magnificence of the universe, more amazing healings occur.
You know, it's interesting. Because of some of the words that you're using, and because I know where you're coming from, I just want to make sure the audience knows, like, thy will be done sounds a lot like a prayer in some religious faiths, but you're actually saying that this is non-denominational, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right, it's universal. It has no definition as far as a regimented, dictated sort of definition. And that's the wonderful thing about it, because whatever word works, we have trained, I would say, we've trained 65,000 practitioners around the world, by the way. I just came back from Munich, Germany, teaching a seminar there. Eric was in Moscow last week, setting up to do our seminars there next year. And we've probably trained someone from every major religion and atheist, and everyone can agree that the definition or the defining words that you use don't matter. because we're all in some ways tapping into this same universal consciousness, the same universal energy. We've really stepped beyond. Something else I'd like to add what Chris said too is one of the great things about the Living Matrix movie is it shows these mechanisms of healing, different ways that the body can heal. The first example that they use is a case that Eric did with a little boy in Athens. It's a wonderful story. The little boy had MS and showed a remarkable healing in about 4 minutes of work. It's really miraculous. It's amazing. And the movie goes on and talks about all these other things, power of prayer, the power of intention. We really recognize that these things are also very powerful, but for the reconnective healer, we recognize that our mechanism works even beyond the conscious mind. So we give it up to God, in other words, or we really let the universe direct what is most appropriate. And that's really key to the work, I think.
And, you know, we've been talking about God or the universe, pick whichever word you're comfortable with. We have people come into the seminars who are skeptics, and we welcome skeptics because, you know, quite honestly, Filippo, I come up from a very skeptical background.
Both of us.
Well, I was just about to say, actually, let me interrupt you here real quickly, because, Kelly, you come from a Broadway, you know, a theater background.
And right, and now I own an architectural interior design firm. I was the last person to ever think that they were going to end up doing healing work, trust me.
Well, and actually, the last person I think would be Christine, who did medical research. So,
yes,
you know, here you are.
Yes, indeed. And so that really speaks to the validity of this work. We'll get people into the seminars who won't have ever been to any kind of New Age or healing seminar, who ended up there for whatever reason. They're not quite sure. Maybe they were dragged along or whatever. And they're skeptical, which is great, because we shouldn't just buy into whatever somebody feeds us. And so they're thinking, I'm not sure if this is real or not. I'm not sure if this is real or not. And by the end of the seminar, sometimes these people have had a profound shift in their perspective on reality, because they see the power of the universe at work.
It's interesting. I always tell the story when I'm teaching that sometimes people are lucky enough to have the shift or the weekend, or sometimes they're a little bit sick like I was. And for the whole first year, literally, that I did the work, and I had people coming to me because I had simply told two friends I was doing this work, and they told two friends, and they told two friends, and they, you know. And people were coming and having significant healings. And every time somebody would leave, I'd close the door and I'd think, that is crazy. That cannot be happening. How is that working? I didn't even believe it myself, which is one of the beauties of the work, which is not only does the client not to believe it, even the practitioner, and I'm here to testify that even the practitioner can have their doubts. We are human after all, and still, if it's the will and it's to be, and that's appropriate for the person on their path at the time, the healing will occur.
This is something... that time has come for this.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. It's probably no coincidence that it has shown up at this time of shifts and crisis. And as you were saying before in your intro, positive things come from these periods of transition, from crisis, from things that feel uncomfortable. I personally experienced cancer years ago, and that's kind of what redirected me on my path. And I ended up healing myself without any medical treatment. I used The Secret, back when it was still a secret, you know, used consciousness. And so I understand that, you know, when you're in the midst of something that's really uncomfortable, be it economic or emotional or physical, that it is also an opportunity for shift. And I think that we're all experiencing that on some level right now during this transition.
And it doesn't always feel comfortable, like you said, but if we know we're not alone in this experience, and you all sharing, you know, what you're sharing here, really helps. And this is what we're all about. And it'd be great to. I know sometimes I do work. Actually, I'm a Reiki master and Reiki teacher myself.
Fantastic.
And I come to it with Dorothy Lee, who's also on our show, from a completely different place. And ironically, we talk about it as it's not about the symbols. And so what I really love about this is it's the first thing you said about that and about Reiki, for example. It's not about the symbols, at least not anymore. If we needed those kinds of things, we sure don't need them anymore because we're at a different place.
Right,
exactly.
We have evolved
and continue to. And, you know, the interesting thing, another interesting thing I should say, Filippo, is that we have also trained how many, Christine, I don't even know how many thousand now Reiki masters, practitioners, and you need to come and take the seminar, Filippo. You're going to love it. It really does. It goes to a new place, I think. I think that we've really recognized that. Come and have the experience. The other beautiful thing about the work is the simplicity of it. And that, I think, speaking for myself, and I think maybe for Christine too, the ability or our opportunity, I should say, to allow people to learn this work in such a simple, easy, clean fashion really does speak to the evolution that we've made, all of us. You know, the earth has shifted, certainly. We can all recognize that. Goodness knows the weather patterns are changing, financial markets are changing, and, you know, but as much as that, I also think human consciousness is changing at this time too. And watching that process drop in and people gaining these abilities, I love what Gary Schwartz said. He said in one of the studies, he said that people are gaining these abilities in just one weekend that they'll never lose.
Yeah.
It's a gift that they will have for the rest of their life, and anyone can do it. Anyone can attain it.
And
that's
pretty
significant.
And Konstantin Korotkov says the same thing in a different way. He says, it's almost as though you've got a room full of people who are sitting in the dark, and one person walks in and turns on the switch, and everybody is then in the light.
Mm.
That's what he said about the scientific result from when he took some data at our seminar last year.
And the good news is those results, as well as some of Bill Tiller's results, and I believe Gary's as well, were just published for the first time in a scientific journal in Russia called Folio, where this is the first time that the research that we've been doing for the past couple of years has been published. So this is brand new news. It literally, the journals literally came out last week when Eric was in Moscow, and they handed him the journals with the pictures of the research and, of course, all the articles written in Russian. But, you know, we'll have them translated and we'll know, you know, exactly be able to access that information from the scientists. It's great.
That is great. That's great news. It just shows that we're all consciously taking a step forward. And you know, it's interesting how people could learn this in a weekend, like you say. People can could learn it in less than that. I mean, if it were one on one. But the thing is,
absolutely,
is not just that weekend. It's getting the people to that place. And so I often have people ask me, it's like, how do we get to the place where we're even comfortable suspending our disbelief or allowing a new thought to come in because we've been so programmed to believe other than this?
And, you know, Filippo, it's so great because of the fact that we also offer Reconnective Kids. It's a fabulous program. Well, it takes us adults, what, two and a half days to learn this work. Guess how long it takes the children? 2 hours.
I was going to say a couple hours. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's fabulous. They're just, it's like they have no doubts. They don't have to unlearn a bunch of things. They don't have to think about the philosophy. They just access it, play with it, and they're there.
Right.
And there are some fantastic stories about kids that have then gone back out and just in their play have facilitated healings for their family members, for their friends.
Fact, I've got a story where there was a boy who'd been brought in to me because he had been experiencing environmental allergies, and he had a healing of his own. But he was a very precocious child who just wanted to know how everything worked. So I let him feel the frequencies. I let him play with the frequencies. And he said, every time I throw this energy ball into my forehead, pointing to, like, the third eye region, I'm feeling it all the way out my toes. Isn't this cool? And, yeah, I got excited with him. We were having fun.
Well, just to make sure everybody's following along, you're talking about an energy ball that one can't see necessarily, but is creating
exactly.
It in between our two hands, right?
Thank you for clarifying that, yes. And, you know, this little boy is 6 years old. Well, the footnote to the story is, this boy had been going home and playing with his frequencies. He had a 3.5-year-old little sister whose parents thought she was too sick to bring in for something as woo-woo as reconnective healing, right? She had a degenerative bone disease that was causing her bones to just sort of, you know, become weaker and weaker. And by the age of six, the standard medical protocol would be to put her into a full-body cast for an entire year.
Mm.
So this is what this little girl had to look forward to. Well, about a month and a half after her big brother had come and learned to play with these frequencies, guess what? She went in for her six-month scan, and there was no evidence of that disease.
Mm.
I love that story.
Yeah, I love that story, too.
I love that
story. It just goes to show how much stuff we get put on us and the blockages that we build around ignorance that's being fed us. And you know, Kelly, you'll really appreciate this. I'm a singer, and I used to sing operatically in operas and stuff. So I've gotten away from that. I still sing. But my voice coach, a brilliant man, used to say, Filippo, you've always had your voice. As a baby, you could probably cry and they'd hear you three blocks away. But now we have learned to talk quietly and politely and you know, hold our voice back. And he said, so I'm just peeling back like an onion, peeling back all the layers that have been put on you until we get back to your true essence. And in a sense, reconnecting.
Exactly. And unlearning is a really wonderful concept, you know. We all come into this lifetime, certainly with our agreements of our lessons that we're going to learn, and we get bumped and bruised along the way and pushed off of our life path. But we recognize that all of us still have that essence, that we are the light. And this, somehow, by reconnecting back to this source of wisdom, it seems to remind us of that. It seems to remind us of the fact that we are the light. And hence, also the reason why it's so easy to teach. Once you interact with it, in essence, you begin to carry it, you remember. So once you understand that, and then for our people, our attendees that are learning the work, and they see that they are having the effects with their people they're working with on the table, and that those people are going into some recognizable responses that we see on the table, they quickly learn what it feels like and remember, in essence, how to do the work. It's a great thing. It's fantastic to teach.
It's a joy to watch because it really is a process of discovery. To bring people into their mastery with this work, it really is just helping them to discover this interaction, this communication that they can be a part of.
Mm. You mentioned the word earlier, Christine, and it's an unofficial tagline that I like to use personally, but I like to say about our show, Life Changes, it's connecting, it's bridging the gap between woo-woo and you, because a lot of people think, oh, that's woo-woo, that's not me, but bridging that gap is what I feel we're all about. So.
Yeah.
Since you brought that word up, and since there are a lot of people that are listening to this that might be completely new to this work and to this way of thinking, how do we help bridge for them this gap between, well, that's out there, energy, whatever, light,
listen,
I don't know.
I have two things to say about this. One of the great strengths and one of Eric's really missions from the very beginning was to keep this grounded in reality. He wanted everyone to know that this was something that everyone could do. Yes, it's accessing something that is from another place. Yes, we cannot explain it fully, but he was really careful not to let it go in that direction. The other thing I want to say is I just heard a great quote from the third teacher, the other one, Doug DeVito, when we were co-teaching Munich, and he said, you know, the thing about this is it's just science that we can't explain yet. And I thought it was a great way to say it. And it's true. We're talking about vibration. We're talking about resonance. We're talking about something that we just don't quite have our hands around in a scientific fashion, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
And
I like that. Some crazy person said once the world was round, and those of us who were here at the time thought that he was crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Exactly.
Christine,
so
what do you have to say on that?
Oh, I was just going to say that if you're going to measure anything scientifically, you have to know what it is you're going to measure and have a device to measure it. So really, although there's some fascinating research out there about how this affects DNA and how this affects quantum level energy variables and so forth, what I find the most fascinating is some of the research that's been done where we've just evaluated people's lives
yes.
6 months to a year after they've attended a seminar and how profound and positive the shifts are just from being in the seminar room for a weekend and perhaps for some of them actually doing this work as a practitioner.
It's true. I mean, you know, science is quick to dismiss anecdotal evidence, but I will tell you that being involved with the work now for 6 or 7 years, for me, I think it's some of the most powerful information that we have. We did a practitioner survey last year, and the things that people reported, not only were they reporting seeing in their clients the same sorts of healings that Eric had been seeing or the top practitioners around the world, but also their own life changes, the way their lives had shifted, the healings that they had had, personal healings, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional on all levels. And, you know, say what you will, I think that that evidence and those stories and that survey is some of the most powerful information that we really have. Because
yeah.
it really
so
says...
About...
Go ahead, Chris. No, it's all right.
It was three-way conversation. Could be a little
yeah.
complicated. It just speaks to how this is really about evolution. Yes,
mm-hmm.
healing is about bringing a person's body, mind, spirit into balance. But this is truly about evolving and becoming more.
You know, and this is reminding we all have great stories being a part of new things here. But one quick one was we had a businessman come to the morning of our first one of our weekends where we were doing Reiki Mastery, and he came in and literally said when we said, "And how are you today?" And he said to the whole group, "This is internet radio, so I can say this. I am so fucking mad right now. I was supposed to be with my buddies playing golf, and I forgot that was the weekend, and I had already paid for this and scheduled for it, and my buddies are making fun of me because I'm going to this energy class." And so he sat down, and we kind of went about our work, and then he left that day before we had a chance to talk to him. When he came in the next morning, he couldn't wait to share. And he had rejoined his buddies at the end of their golf thing, and one of them had hurt his hand. And so he said, "Do you mind if I use some of what you guys are making fun of?" And so he said, "Let me just try it." And he had healed the guy's hand. And all of a sudden, he came up the next morning, he said, "I am so fucking happy."
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So I just know we're all going to get together, but I just know I'm going to see some of that happen in these weekends when you guys are out here. So
definitely. I mean, as I say, we've trained 65,000 people, and every weekend when we teach, at one point throughout the weekend, we generally ask, so just as a by-the-by, has anyone who's actually just attending, has anyone had a healing themselves? And it's remarkable to see the hands shoot up all over the audience, and people just from sitting in the seminar have, you know, experienced healings from minor things, aches and pains and chronic this and that for years and years, to a wonderful story of an attendee in Atlanta when I was there a number of years ago who came back the next year and said, "I just want to tell you all what happened, that I came to the seminar last year, and my doctor had given me about 3 months to live. He had had prostate cancer. And he said, the first morning I lay down on the table," and he was an adorable guy, and goes, "this kid, this 19-year-old kid, he never knew what he was doing. I didn't even know who it was. He said, I lay down for this kid to practice, and I had this huge healing." And it turns out, he went back to his doctor about 2 weeks later, and the cancer had completely disappeared. Mm-hmm. Completely disappeared. Just
yeah,
from,
and,
you know.
And if truth be told, every hand should shoot up, because we don't have time to talk about it now, but it's not just physical healing that we're talking about. It's
correct.
Emotional. It touches on every level, every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. It is healing on all levels, and we do say that. It is healing on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. It's what every disease has an aspect of everything in it anyway. We recognize. So we really recognize this work touches us on all levels, again, guided by the universe, as
well,
is appropriate.
I'm sorry, Kelly, go ahead.
No, I just was saying guided by the universe, as is appropriate for the person on the table.
Right, right. Well, Christine, is there anything you'd like to add before we let everybody know how they get a hold of you all and learn more about the work?
I just wanted to add that one of the things that Kelly touched upon earlier that I find so fascinating about this is that you don't have to believe in this work to have a healing. You know, we're at a stage of our evolution as a culture right now that where we recognize the power that our thoughts and emotions have in terms of what we manifest. Most of us are trying to manifest consciously. However, you can have somebody in who doesn't believe in this woo-woo work. Now, I personally spent 2 years working hard using conscious intent to manifest a healing from my cancer. And the first big physical healing I saw was in a man who was dragged in by his wife, who made it clear he didn't believe in this woo-woo work, and yet he had an amazing physical healing. And that taught me that there are gifts that the universe has in store for us that are outside of our conscious intention, outside of what we think is possible. And somehow with reconnective healing, sometimes we seem to tap into those gifts.
Hmm. Well, all right. Well, let's tell people how they can tap into it. For those that are in Los Angeles, there are some big things coming up here. But basically everybody all over the world, they can go to the websites, right? That's the reconnection.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
That's right. And there on the website, we have our list of seminars and events that are coming up. We are going to be in Los Angeles this coming weekend with our level 1, 2, and followed by our level 3 on Monday, Tuesday. The following weekend is the Mastery Conference. From that point, we all sort of jump off. One of us is going off to Oslo. Chris is teaching in Vancouver. I'm going to be teaching in Asheville, North Carolina at the end of October. So check the website because it has a full schedule of all our seminars and events everywhere.
And this Mastery Conference is not just for practitioners, it's for anyone. And we've got a fabulous list of speakers. Terry Cole Whitaker, Raymond Moody, Eric Pearl, of course, Danyon Brinkley, Drs. Konstantin Kuratkov, Bill Tiller,
yep.
Gary Schwartz, Joe Dispenza will be there as well. So it's an inspirational and eye-opening conference.
Well, this certainly has been inspirational, and I hope and trust eye-opening for a lot of people. And I am so grateful that we got you both on the phone. We've had Kelly Woodruff and Christine Upchurch of The Reconnection. Thank you both again, and I look forward to getting together this coming week.
Thank you. We look forward to meeting you.
Thank you very much for having us, huh?
Thank you. Wow, the reconnection is some kind of work, and this is exciting to have all of this at this time. This is truly an exciting time, and so like we said in the beginning, I hope people are taking advantage of it and recognizing it for what it is. And speaking of taking advantage of goodness, we've got our very own Dorothy Lee with the State of the Universe address, who always helps us take advantage of something good in our lives. Or learn from it, at least, or grow into it. What have you got for us today?
I have something really good tonight. Today is not only World Peace Day, it is World Gratitude Day, and it's also my 65th birthday, and I am truly grateful to have this show to share good things with you. The tagline from X-Files, "The truth is out there," led me to my tagline, which is this: "The good is out there." There's so much good in our world today, and yet many people focus on what is wrong. However, I believe that we're truly blessed in millions of ways, and so does the author of tonight's essay. The following is Pierre Pradovan's way to start each day, The Gentle Art of Blessing. On awakening, bless this day, for it is already full of unseen good, which your blessings will call forth. For to bless is to acknowledge the unlimited good that is embedded in the very texture of the universe and awaiting each and all. On passing people in the street, on the bus, in places of work and play, bless them. The peace of your blessing will accompany them on their way, and the aura of its gentle fragrance will be a light to their path. On meeting and talking to people, bless them in their health, their work, their joy, their relationships to God, themselves, and others. Bless them in their abundance, their finances. Bless them in every conceivable way. For such blessings not only sow seeds of healing, but one day will spring forth as flowers of joy in the waste places of your own life. As you walk, bless the city in which you live, its government and teachers, its nurses and street sweepers, its children and bankers, its priests and prostitutes. The minute anyone expresses the least aggression or unkindness to you, respond with a blessing. Bless them totally, sincerely, joyfully, for such blessings are a shield which protects them from the ignorance of their misdeed and deflects the arrow that was aimed at you. To bless means to wish unconditionally, total, unrestricted good for others and events from the deepest wellspring and the innermost chamber of your heart. It means to hallow, to hold in reverence, to behold with utter awe that which is always a gift from the Creator. He who is hallowed by your blessing is set aside, consecrated, holy, whole. To bless is yet to invoke divine care upon, to think or speak gratefully for, to confer happiness upon. Although we ourselves are never the bestower, but simply the joyful witnesses of life's abundance. To bless all without discrimination of any sort is the ultimate form of giving, because those you bless will never know from whence came the sudden ray of sun that bursts through the clouds of their skies, and you will rarely bear witness to the sunlight in their lives. When something goes completely askew in your day, some unexpected event knocks down your plans, and you too also, burst into blessing, for life is teaching you a lesson, and the very event you believe to be unwanted, you yourself called forth, so as to learn the lesson you might balk against were you not to bless it. Trials are blessings in disguise, and hosts of angels follow in their path. To bless is to acknowledge the omnipresent, universal beauty hidden to material eyes. It is to activate that law of attraction, which from the furthest reaches of the universe will bring into your life exactly what you need to experience and enjoy. When you pass a prison, mentally bless its inmates in their innocence and freedom, their gentleness, pure essence, and unconditional forgiveness. For one can only be a prisoner of one's self-image, and a free man can walk unshackled in the courtyard of a jail. Just as citizens of countries where freedom reigns can be prisoners when fear lurks in their thoughts. When you pass a hospital, bless its patients in their present wholeness, for even in their suffering, this wholeness awaits in them to be discovered. When your eyes behold a man in tears, are seemingly broken by life, bless him in his vitality and joy, for the material senses present but the inverted image of the ultimate splendor and perfection which only the inner eye beholds. It is impossible to bless and to judge at the same time, so hold constantly as a deep, hallowed, intoned thought that desire to bless, for truly then shall you become a peacemaker, and one day you shall everywhere behold the face of God. And of course, above all, don't forget to bless the utterly beautiful person you are. I trust that these beautiful words touch you deeply and inspire you to begin blessing as Pierre suggests in this essay. What a great way to start the day. By blessing anything and everything, we can indeed change the world. So count your blessings. And until next week, please choose to love yourself enough to make very conscious and elegant choices. And please know that you are loved, you are lovable, and you are loved.
Wow. Thank you, Dorothy. You know, I didn't want today to go unmentioned. I was going to mention today. I wasn't going to say how old, but but it is a milestone.
Yes, it is.
So how does it feel?
I do not feel 65. I'm the youngest person I know, and all of my friends are around 45 years old. So if I didn't know that I had children that age, I wouldn't know I was 65.
Okay. So it's just a state of mind.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, happy birthday. And
thank you.
It's our pleasure that you are here on your very birthday. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It's today.
Absolutely. In fact, it's 9 minutes from now.
Oh, wow. Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's exciting. Wow. Okay. Well, it's a specialness all around. We have had some, what a great show we have had. We'd like to thank again, our guests, Kelly Woodruff and Christine Upchurch of The Reconnection. They're doing some wonderful work, and we're so happy to have had them on the show. And we I thank you enough, Dorothy, for all that you do here for us at Life Changes, but also for doing the State of the Universe address. So here on your birthday might be the best time to wish you that, or thank you for that. And also remind everybody that the conversation keeps going. As you see, I have the
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dorothy. Happy birthday to you.
Well, I was trying to stall while I was waiting for everybody to walk in. You couldn't light the candles. Okay. Well, all right. Dorothy, make a wish and take. Blow out the candle. We've got a show to finish. Just blow them out, relight them, and later. All right. Happy birthday, Dorothy. Okay. Everybody out. Thank you. We'll see you in a minute. Do you know who our guest is? Hello. Okay, so much going on. Okay. Well, that was fun. Gosh, this is party time. Oh, that's so funny. Our engineer just sent us a text saying, great show and happy birthday to Dorothy. So want to remind everybody to keep the conversation going during the week by visiting us at our website. You can actually now go to lifechanges.ws. It's still lifechangeswithsalipo.com or lifechanges.ws. We made it shorter and easier. Some people actually didn't know how to spell Filippo. I can't imagine that. And connect with us also on Facebook. And let's see, what else? Gosh, there's so much going on.
Next week's guest.
Yeah, okay, well, next week's guest is Greg Moores, who's a facilitator and a content creator of Bridge to Bliss, a unique, green, substantial, sustainable living organization that hosts world-class speakers, programs, and events for participants to experience and learn who they are while discovering what their purpose is in life. Truly life-changing, and it sounds right up our alley. So you want to be with us next week. And let's see what else. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsor, Ion Waste, and Love and Miracles. So learn more about them by visiting our sponsor page on our website. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and it has been my pleasure serving you on this very special day and being part of these changes happening here at Life Changes and, of course, the world. I, along with our segment hosts and producers, Dorothy Lee, Mark Leger, Mark Skelton, our program manager, who we've never mentioned, Don Newson, and our engineer, Seth, thank you for being with us today and for being part. I can still smell the candles. I mean, there's so much going on. It's so funny. I'm so appreciate everybody.
How many candles?
It's so funny. Okay, so we thank you for joining us and being a part of this show and being part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Happy birthday, Dorothy. Happy birthday, everybody. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. and follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.